Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The real estate market keeps getting hotter. The National Association of Realtors says more than a third of the 7.7 million houses bought last year were either investment properties or vacation homes. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. And John, who are these people buying second homes?
They're largely middle age and middle class, Madeline. The average investment home buyer is 47 years old, earning $85,000 a year. The vacation home buyer is a little older, 55, and less wealthy, earning about $71,000.
And what's driving this phenomenon?
It's partly due to the volatility of the stock market. People are shifting their assets to real estate. It's partly demographic, baby boomers becoming empty nesters. There are also new tax incentives. Capital gains taxes can be waived if you've lived in a home 2 out of the 5 years before it's sold. I checked in with Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors to find out how they view the trend.
What we've found is that people are trading down from a very large single-family home, perhaps buying a very well-appointed condo that's easier to maintain, and using some of that equity to purchase a vacation home or a second home. In fact, about 1 out of 5 second homes are being purchased with the idea that they will eventually be used as a primary residence after retirement. So people are not just diversifying, but they're planning ahead and buying their retirement home now.
Maloney says all these second homes are causing realtors to concentrate more on services for investment properties, providing maintenance contracts for plumbing and heating, for example, and offering rental management services.
Well, it sounds like a boom, something like we saw with the stock market in the 1990s.
That's right. The government reported yesterday that housing prices jumped last year at the fastest clip in 25 years. The average single-family home rose 11.2% in value. And this furious pace is prompting worry that, like the stock market a few years back, we could be in a bubble. And Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has expressed the concern that Americans are looking at this appreciating asset they have and using it as an excuse to forego saving for retirement. They're figuring that if their home is worth so much money, they can cash in on that in lieu of a pension.
And Greenspan is on Capitol Hill today, right, John? What's he saying?
Well, once again, he's urging Congress to get the Social Security system back on a solvent track. He's endorsing the president's idea of private accounts. He's also warning about the runaway government deficits, saying that it's time the government got its spending under control. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we look at the insurance industry in the wake of a regulatory crackdown on several scandals.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.